listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like that dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Moving into the last hour here of today's show, not by any stretch to mean the, I think we saved the best for last. So coming up right now, I got a unique opportunity here to email, or got an email from somebody with a unique opportunity to actually talk them through what is going on with a recent lawsuit filed against the Madison City Schools. In case you have not heard, there's a group of parents, a number of them, it's not just one, who has filed suit against the Madison City Schools school board in their official capacity and their superintendent, Mr. Nichols, and are basically taking issue with the fact that their kids are masked. A variety of different complaints about what is happening with the kids, everything from nosebleeds to medical conditions to requesting exemptions that are being denied. I read through parts of the complaint here. I've got it up on the screen in front of me right now. It's interesting, but I thought, you know, what better way to deal with this than to talk to one of these? So I'm proud to bring on right now Shima Rizzo, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but Shima Rizzo is a native of Huntsville. She's a working wife and mom. She's a project manager. She's a degreed person, got a degree in finance. I mean, this is a real person who is also a parent. And she's had to deal with her own issues in COVID world, because my understanding is lost her mom in September of 2020, who had to stay in the hospital by herself and was not allowed to go see her mom because of policies. So yeah, a lot of emotion wrapped up in this, but this is about her kids. So without further ado, let me go ahead and welcome on the show Shima Rizzo. Thank you for calling into Right Side Radio. How are you today?
I'm making it.
Well, I appreciate you being available. So let me ask you this. I mean, you filed suit among a bunch of other parents. What are you after right now? Just go ahead and describe the lawsuit briefly, if you will, and what is your point? Are you looking for money damages in court? Are you looking for just a change in policy? What would it take?
Well, you know, absolutely, we're not looking for any money, but our goal and objective and our desire with this lawsuit is to ensure that the parents have parental rights over any medical decision over their child, from testing to vaccines to masking their child, that they retain the right to decide, make those decisions, not the school. So in our case, our lawsuit is important because currently the Board of Education, a government entity, is arbitrarily assuming power over parents, and especially those who choose not to mask, right, for our own personal reasons within our families. We see our own struggles. As you mentioned, some of the things, bloody noses. I had a parent call me today, this morning, talking about her daughter. She has, this one don't have epilepsy, but this one has two nosebleeds this week, and she's really concerned about the mask. She actually came home yesterday with blood on her mask, and she was upset, rightfully so. She was calling in and checking on the lawsuit. But that's our objective, is to ensure that the board, a government entity, doesn't continue to overreach their power. They're abusing it right now, in our opinion.
Well, and I don't argue with that. And I think that the general public sentiment nationwide is pushing back on this right now. I've got an article that I'll talk about later after you and I are done on the show, just that basically even the liberal media is starting to say that these mandates are falling out of favor and beginning to drop off. But so let me ask you this. You filed suit asking for a change in policy. I see in the lawsuit that your own son, aside from nosebleeds, also has to use an inhaler, and this is causing issues for him in a medical sense. And he's still having to wear the mask anyway.
Yes, he is. He's having to wear the mask anyway. And he actually started having headaches in November. And the one thing that I couldn't control was him being masked in school. So I can control his screen time. I can control his diet. I can control those things. And it just really hit home when, you know, because I'm advocating for families who, you know, kids who have hearing impairment, kids who have speech therapy. They're actually having speech therapy sessions in school, and the speech therapist in the school is wearing the mask, and the child is wearing the mask. It make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Well, so Shima, the lawsuit's been filed. Now, I'm an attorney. I can pretty much anticipate that the first thing that's going to happen is the opposing attorney representing the Madison City School Board is going to file for a motion to dismiss. Has there been any response yet from the Madison City Schools that you're aware of?
No, no response yet. We're actually waiting on our court date.
Okay, so at this point, we don't have a true response. What about attorney to attorney? Do you know if your attorney's had any direct communication with the attorney for the school board yet?
As of today, I have not. He has not.
Okay, well, there have been, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, he's gonna be following up this week if he doesn't hear anything. You know, we have to assume that the powers that be with the, you know, considering the overreach here, that, you know, that we're not going to be naive to think that they're not talking in the background and trying to figure out things with this. I mean, this lawsuit is just so important because we're having kids. I mean, there's actually such thing as mask anxiety, and the mental illness that comes along with this is invisible. You're not. The kids, we're not walking in their shoes, right? We just know that the school send a message of, hey, when you're in school, you have to wear this mask because you're going to get people sick and you could cause people to die. The trauma of that is inducing depression and anxiety. And we've even had a couple of teenagers talk about suicidal thoughts. You know, so we have to debunk that message. You know, their survival rate is something to be celebrated. So the message that they have to mask and force this only within our school system is something that every parent should get up in arms about and rally, go to your school board meetings. I encourage them, email your school board, get righteously angry here, because if we don't stop it now, there's no telling what else they can do as far as test day procedures and things like that in order for children and teachers to come into the school.
All right. So let me ask you this, Shima, the surrounding school districts. So you're obviously dealing with Madison because that's where your standing is. I mean, if you got a claim for damages, it's going to be where you have also standing, which is going to be Madison. That's where your son is. What about surrounding districts? Are y'all contiguous to other school districts that are not masking right now? What are you seeing there?
Okay, well, I actually ran into a school nurse that not too long ago. We had another situation come up in my family, but come to find out, the students in Limestone County, our neighboring county, they've been unmasked since last April. Just from this school nurse telling me this, there's been no difference. She actually comes to school where she has to mask, and her children are unmasked in Limestone County.
That's nuts. So I guess I question then, so what, is it more contagious in Madison? And when you look at that, so here's one of the things. I can just tell you, I've done a lot of the practice of law regarding governmental entities, defending and otherwise, and they're gonna claim they have substantive immunity because they had to make a decision. But then you have to prove whether they were arbitrary and capricious in their decision making. And if right next door, you've got proof that unmasking doesn't make a difference, then the first thing you can do is fight it on the basis that they're being arbitrary and they're just pulling something, a rabbit out of a hat.
Oh, yeah. You know, exactly. That's a good point. You know, and so we dug in pretty deep, and we found out that Madison City Schools, what's so interesting is they received $9 million in what we call an ESSER fund. It's Elementary Secondary School Emergency Relief Fund. So, you know, in trying to make sense of all this, you know, what is really happening here? So what we've come to find out is that the federal government, in order for a school to get funding, to receive the funding, see, the federal government can't force Madison City Schools to implement any policies, right? But what they're doing is they're buying their influence. So, you know, Phil, my personal opinion is that, you know, money can be used for bad, right? And that's another reason why we felt like we've communicated ourselves to death. It came to the point where we had to file the lawsuit. We had no other choice.
Well, so right now the lawsuit was filed. I'm looking at it right now. It was filed on February the 3rd. That evening. It's filed in circuit court. I don't know when they've been served, if they've been served yet or not. They'll have 30 days from the date that they're served to answer the lawsuit in some capacity. Mm-hmm. So,
Baby.
I mean, let me ask you this, because we're almost out of time in this segment, but if indeed prior to, because we could be looking at another 30 to 40 days before they even have to respond. If they decide to change their policies anyway between now and then, are y'all going to drop the lawsuit or what?
Oh, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. We actually filed an injunction on February 11th.
Okay.
And they have been served, and they have acknowledged the injunction.
Okay. All right. Well, Shima, listen, we're out of time in the segment, but I love having your voice on the show to talk about this and me not just relate what I heard. I'm actually hearing it from you. So what I'd like to do is get you back on later as this suit develops and keep in touch with how things are going. Is that good?
I appreciate you so much, Phil. Yes, it's just imperative we raise awareness on what's happened to these kids that are truly struggling.
Well, thank you for what you're doing and taking your stand. And we'll stay in touch and make sure that we track this suit as it progresses. All right?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Oh, that's interesting. Man, that is interesting. It's right here in the backyard, folks. Can you imagine? I mean, we got Madison City Schools, mask mandates, kids having nosebleeds, having to deal with their asthma, asking for exemptions medically, being told to go home or take a detention. I mean, it's all in the lawsuit. You can look it up. While right down the road, Limestone County, no masks, things are fine. Life's going on. What are you, just more contagious than Madison? What's the deal? Interesting. Lawsuit. We'll keep track of it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.